This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Mary Revilla, patient's last name R-E-V-I-L-L-A, middle first name Mary, date of birth 6-1-41, age 81 years of age, date of visit is 1-12-23. This is a 81-year-old pleasant woman with who's here with her son and complaining of feeling weak and tired. Period. She also reports difficulty sleeping for several months now. Period. History of pressing illness. Patient's son states that the patient had a shingles infection on the right side of her abdomen about 6 to 7 months ago, and since then patient has been having problems with sleep. Period. Past medical history significant for chronic depression and anxiety disorder. She also has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, hypothyroidism, hormone replacement therapy, and some postherpetic neuralgia, period. He did state that the gabapentin was started for the pain post shingles episode, but it was stopped because of some issues with memory, which seems to have resolved after she discontinued it, period. Past current medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 25 micrograms a day, mirtazapine 15 milligrams 1 in a.m., 2 in p.m., sertraline 100 milligrams daily, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, estradiol patch twice a week, clonazepam she takes 1 in the morning at 6, 1 at 10 a.m., 1 at 2 p.m. and 1 at 6 p.m. Protonix 40 milligrams a day, furosemide 20 milligrams a day, potassium 10 MEQ a day, low dose aspirin 81 milligrams a day. These last four meds were given by Dr. Wigley. On exam, patient is no acute distress, weight is 152 pounds per pressure, 126/72, pulse 72 per minute, pulse ox 95%, temperature 97%. 2, BMI 30. She's right-handed. She does not smoke. She does not drink. Fasting blood sugar is 109 milligram percent. Head normal. She mood. She seems to be has a does appear somewhat depressed. Head nomosopelic, ENT, no evidence of acute infection, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thoracic, JVP not distended, lungs are clear, heart is supposed to hurt, regular symptoms, skin, this minimal redness on the right anterior abdominal wall close to the midline, and similarly on the right side close to the mid thoracic area. There's no rash or vesicles or anything. It's mostly chronic discoloration of the skin. Extremities no edema. Assessment, chronic depression, chronic anxiety disorder, insomnia, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, hypothyroidism. Plan, I did ask them to try over-the-counter or home remedies like chamomile tea at bedtime, or if that doesn't work, they can try cherry tart extract, period. I also did tell them they can try melatonin 5 milligrams, one tablet, 2 hours before bedtime, period. I would like to try this patient on Lyrica 50 milligrams, one at bedtime, period. That might help her sleep and for the pain, which may resolve most of her problems, period. The fatigue is and feeling weak is really, it seems to be she's more depressed than anything. Clinically, she has no evidence of any heart failure or coronary artery disease, period. Patient's son states that his father has tried so many over-the-counter creams and nothing seems to really help, period. I also did refill clonazepam 0.5 milligrams dispense 120, one at 6 a.m., one at 10 a.m., one at 2 p.m., and one at 6 p.m., period. She'll continue all her other medications as before. I did write a prescription for Lyrica 50 milligrams, one at bedtime. She will see Dr. Dave, in 1 month or sooner for problems, period. If all these home remedies and the Lyrica doesn't help for sleep, then they may get a prescription sleep aid, period.